Yeah, so that's saying it's an arbitrary string, and the only property you require is that for every A, there's a matching B somewhere in the string, so you can pair them off. Yeah, but there's not any nesting, there's not any ordering. You could have a deficit of A's all the time until the last K A's even it up right at the end. Yeah? Well, let's try it. This is a challenge for you. So either what you should do is you should either build a grammar that generates L, yeah, or demonstrate to me that there's no such grammar. Yeah? Because I'm saying to you, why not give it a try? Try and build a context-free grammar that whose language is exactly this. Yeah? Or if you don't think it is, then prove to me, prove it. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Sorry? What about if we have B to A, B, B, or B, B, A, or S?
Sorry?
From B we go to A, B, B, or B, B, A.
You've got to show to me that it's correct, and you have to show to me that for all possible sequences with the property that I've pointed out here, you, yeah? Uh-huh. There's, I mean, it's actually maybe slightly more complicated than you think. Okay. Right. We need to start thinking about, but before we get on to where we're going with this lecture, we want to get rid of epsilon and unit productions. So epsilon productions look like this. I just want to say, you know, so it's things like A goes to epsilon, and then unit productions are just A goes to B. Yeah, because when we're using them, it's kind of unclear as to whether we're making progress, yeah, because we can be shortening the length of the string or we can be going round in a cycle, yeah. So it's unclear whether we're making progress when we apply a production. So what we'd like to say is, well, we either go to a terminal symbol, which is good, yeah. So if we take away that one, or we increase the length of the string, we increase the length of the sentential form that we've got at any particular time. So if we've got a context-free grammar, n sigma ps, and we make new set of productions p hat that includes p and also satisfies two rules, yeah, that if a arrows epsilon is in p hat, mm-hmm, and b arrows alpha a b is also in p hat, then B goes to alpha B is in P hat. And if A goes to C is in P, and A goes to alpha A beta is also in P hat, then B arrows alpha C beta is in P hat. Yeah? Okay. So this is a new set of productions that introduces these, it satisfies these new rules. And epsilon and unit productions in p hat are redundant because for any derivation using such a production, we can find a shorter derivation without that use. Yeah? Because anywhere we might use it, we can just use one of these other ones. So at that point, we can just get rid of the epsilon productions and the unit productions. Yeah? So basically what I do is I say, let's look at epsilon productions and unit productions. And then I look at all of the other productions, and what I do is I kind of add the edited versions where I add in the possibility of just making the unit transition immediately. So here, what I'm saying is that if I've got this one, and I know that I can rewrite A as epsilon, then in that case, I can also include this thing here as a valid production, because this A might later just get rewritten as an epsilon. So I'll just add that in. And I do that for wherever A appears in p hat, yeah, I just keep adding these things. And so, for example, if A is in alpha or beta, then I get this new production, and then I have a look in it, and I would replace any an occurrence of A here with I'd add yet another production that rewrote that A to epsilon. Yeah, so I'd keep closing up under those things, yeah, until I eventually got to the point where I had a set of productions where I couldn't apply those rules anymore. Mm-hmm. So then it stabilizes, and then I know that any derivation I can possibly make in P hat, if I made it with a unit production, then there's a production in there that I could do it more. I could do it avoiding the use of the epsilon production on the unit production. So I can just take all the epsilon and unit productions out of P hat, and I end up with an equivalent set of rules to the ones that I had to begin with, because these ones are redundant now. And if you look in Cosin 21.3, it will tell you about it there. Ah. You know what? I'm not going to do this today. Yeah? Sequence of palindrome. Oh, two slides before. So here we've got palindromes, but they have to be lengths greater than one. Yeah?